Some people ain't nothing but takers. They don't never bring nothing to the, they don't bring nothing to the party. Bishop, who introducing you? Let me stop, man. Is your lovely wife? I'll give her a second. Come on, give the Lord a good hand pray. But I just want to tell you one thing. He gonna preach to you. I ain't gonna preach to you. He got plenty of time too. He got plenty of time to preach to you. You know the onus is on the hearer, not the speaker. If you ain't got an ear to hear, God will close up his spirit. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear. Do you want to hear tonight? The onus ain't on the speaker, it's on the hearer. That's how revelation knowledge come forward. When people put a demand on it. Anybody got a need in here? A mental need, an emotional need, a marital need, a soulish need. If you put a demand on the anointing of this servant of God, God will come through, amen. I'm going to ask Lady Brenham to come if she'll introduce her husband. She know him better than I know him. She's sleeping with him. So I know she know him. But come on, give the Lord a hand praise as she come and introduce the speaker.
Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Well, this is, of course, my husband. Bishop of Living Word Ministries International. He's also a therapist. He wears many hats besides being a pastor, a dad, a bishop, and he's also a psychologist and an awesome one at that. He's a good one at that. So I hope you all are prepared to receive what the Lord has in store for all of us up in here. He's got something for us. So I hope we're ready. Are we ready? Are we prepared to hear what the Lord has in store for us on tonight? Well, all right then. I'm not going to stand up here and talk a lot. I'm just going to introduce Bishop John Brannan.
You know, I could have let Pastor Woodson stay up here. I'm telling you, brother, listen. I don't need a place to speak. What you were saying is on target, brother. We didn't got to the place where we think God owes us. God is the one who decided to wake us up. I'm going to wait for a moment because this area has been charged. It's been charged. I think that there could be a small possibility, just a small possibility, that your issue has been overwhelming your praise. I don't know. It just could be. That your issue has taken preeminence in your life, where God is the one who should be ruling and reigning. Now, I'm not a person that ain't got things going on. I got things going on, but I learned a long time ago, you better praise him in it. You better praise him. Don't wait till it's over. Huh. For those who wait, who say, I'm going to see what God does, then I'm going to do something, you don't get nothing. You don't get nothing because you're not walking by faith. You're not walking by faith. You're not walking by faith. Man, I'm going to do my best to stay on target with what I wrote. I'm going to do my best to do that. But I need you to do something real quick. I need you to do something real quick. Tell about three people you more than that. About three people tell you more than that. You more than that. Now, just in case they didn't receive it, Just in case they didn't receive it, now tell them, I'm more than that. Tell them, I'm more than that. I'm more than that. Wow. My head getting hot. Forgive me, Lord. I'm going to do my best to be obedient to the angel of this house. But if I go in another direction, it's because I'm obeying him. I'm obeying him. I might be the only one, but I need to ask God to forgive me before I say another word. Forgive me, Lord. You ain't got to know what I'm asking him for to forgive me for. Maybe you need to say the same thing. You need to say the same thing. Maybe you need to even say to somebody, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. Maybe you need to even say it to somebody. We cannot receive what he has for us when sin is present. You won't get struck down real quick. Come before his presence wrapped up in sin, thinking you all that and not being covered by the blood. I got a plane to catch. I really do. I got a plane to catch. I have an uncle. Brother, you're talking about your brother-in-law. I got an uncle who is only 2 years older than me. Just got diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. He's in hospice, and they say, we need you to come down and pray for him. I'm on a plane as soon as I leave here. But can I tell you something? I can't do nothing. If he don't do something, if y'all ain't hearing me. If he don't do something, ain't nothing going to be done. And all we are hoping for is that God would have mercy. We are honored to be here, man and woman of God. Thank you so much. I'm telling you, y'all are some phenomenal pastors. Some phenomenal pastors. To the other pastors that are in the house, to the apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists, God bless you. I greet you all in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm getting a download. Is it possible to turn the lights off in here? I need every light in here to get off, like now. Don't get scared. You're supposed to be light. Now, I need somebody with a cell phone that has a flashlight on it to just turn your flashlight on. Come on, keep the lights out. There's a bright light out. There's a bright light on back there. I need that light off. Come on, turn on those flashlight, those cell phone flashlights. I know the Apple's got them. I don't know about the Samsungs. I'm only messing with you. Look. Y'all see that? Now, let me tell you what this is. These are Christians walking around in a darkened world. Y'all, come on. These are those who are allowing their light to shine. Now, it was dark in here a couple seconds ago. But when you started letting your light shine, that light started disappearing. And it is absolutely amazing to me that light is so small, yet it is so bright in darkness. The word of God says that the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. The darkness cannot understand. Why can't I overpower you? Now, you may have done something. Watch this. And your light may have started going out. If you know you did something and your light should have went out, turn it out. It's okay. You can't lie to the Holy Ghost. You just being honest with yourself. Come on. Now, look at this. It got dark. But there's still a couple lights shining bright. That means there's hope. Somebody say, there's still hope. The word says, if the salt shall lose its savor, it is of no good but to be trampled on by the foot of men. Look at how all this darkness is coming back in. Now, all you have to do to get your light back bright is say, forgive me, Lord. Come on, turn your lights back on. That's all it takes. Look at it. It didn't take much. And if it didn't take much, why are we making it so hard? I'm sorry. I'm getting a download. Look how quickly the lights came on. So here's what I want to say to you, my brothers, my sisters. Don't give darkness the opportunity to overpower you. Come on. Don't give darkness the opportunity. I'm getting hot. Can I ask y'all a favor? Can you just start praying for me real quick? I'm getting hot. I need you to pray for me. Those that know me know what's going on right now. And the flesh can't handle the spirit. We worship you, O God. I'm trying to move from this point. But it's heavy. Okay. Bring it down. Let me remind us of something. I didn't say you. I said us. Let me remind you of something. Not a single one of us is guaranteed to arrive home safe. Not a single one. Now watch this here. I promise you, the devil has set forth legions to make sure you don't arrive safely. I said I want to get on an airplane, and I want that airplane to arrive safe. But what would you say if I tell you that demons are going to be attacking the plane? Because they wanted to come down. But what we've got to do, we've got to start taking authority over everything that God has placed in our hands. And we have to command the peace. Homes are disrupted because you're not taking authority. I need a good timekeeper. Can you put that on for 20 minutes, please? 20 minutes. Can. I'm going to do my best. 20 minutes. Come on, somebody say 20 minutes. Okay. This brother messed me up last night, Pastor Parr. Your word was so on point, brother. So on point. That even those that should have responded didn't, it still impacted them when they got home. Y'all act like I don't know what I'm talking about. That word was on point last night. And I was messing with him. I say, brother, they got me coming after you? Oh, my goodness. Lord, let me go by. Okay. Yell body. Come on, yell body.
Body.
Yell soul.
Soul.
Yell spirit.
Spirit. Mm.
Body, soul, and spirit. Come on, tell somebody I'm all three. 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 You got to understand. I'm worried about this. You know why I ain't worried about this? And why you need to not worry about this? Because the word says this is enmity with God.
Y'all.
Matter of fact, it goes a little bit further and says that if you are a friend to this world, you are an enemy to God. Now, wait a minute. Galatians chapter 6 tells us that we have works of the flesh and we have works of the spirit. And the works of the flesh are all nasty. Am I right? Now watch this here. It never said the works of the soul. Flesh and spirit. So is this important? Absolutely. Because this is eternal.
Y'all, wait.
The flesh that you're trying to make sure is all ordained the right way is nothing. That is eternal. Ecclesiastes tells us this way, that when a man dies, the spirit goes back to the giver. That's the breath. The body goes back to the dust, but the soul is reserved for judgment. Now, why is that important? Because the soul of man never dies. Now, when we're dealing with our mental issues, and I'm focused clear on mental clarity, the reason why we haven't fixed some of the issues we got is because the issue is not The issue is not flesh. The issue might be soul. But if that spirit is not on track, the totality of you is not on track. I don't care how many psychiatrists you go to. I don't care how much medication you on. I don't care how many people lay hands on you. Talking about mental clarity. So let's look for clarity. I'm not dealing with a flesh issue. Let's see what we got with our flesh. We got taste. We got taste. Is that right? Okay. We got touch, right? We got hearing. We got two more. We got sight, and we got smell. Wow. I ain't seen a single sense that's going to work on salvation. I'm sorry. The thing that we worried about, we spend billions of dollars keeping this looking good. And ain't nothing dealing with salvation. Uh-oh. No. Let's leave what the soul's dealing with. Y'all can sit down. We got a mind. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Okay, that's good. Woo. We got a will. You have been making a big mistake when you say you have free will. Because you don't. If you had free will, you'd never die. Y'all. I'm sorry. If you have free will, you'd never die. But what you do have is freedom of choice. And it's, let me see if I can find it. It's emotions. Yeah, they get in the way. You talk about mind playing tricks on you. Your emotions are really play some serious tricks on you. Oh, your affections, they really get in the way. They really go, oh, okay. Oh, and we got another one. the imagination. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men, those things that God has in store for them who love him. I'm imagining that. I'm imagining streets of gold. Brother, they'll chop my finger off for that. Yo. This thing around my neck, they'll kill me for it. Hoping to get maybe $5 for it. So now my life is only worth. So we got 5 senses over here, which are our basic senses that we give so much time and attention to. Then we got these deeper senses. Them are some issues there. You know, your will, I will not. Your will, you know, your emotion. I don't know what's going on. These emotions are just, I don't know what's going on. And then your affections, I just love her, you know. All these things, they get in the way. And the reason why they get in the way, go stand next to flesh, please. Go stand next to flesh. The reason why those senses get in the way is because those senses are being blocked by flesh. Right. Y'all with me? Y'all with me? Now, I said, this is the totality you. So let's see. Could you come down here, first thing of spirit? Let's see. You got 5 senses, right? Uh-oh. The very first one, prayer. Prayer changes things. Ooh. Prayer is our line of communication with the Father. Listen. When Jesus told the disciples, get in the ship and I'll meet you at the other side, he went into the mountain to have a fiesta, right? No, he went to pray. He went to pray. And while he was praying, he saw that his disciples were in trouble. Now, wait a minute. He didn't get in the speedboat. He continued to pray. And after he prayed, he didn't even run. They said he came walking on the water. Y'all ain't with me. Y'all ain't with me. Well. And the reason why he was able to walk on the water is because he was spirit. Wait a minute. Preacher, he was flesh just like me. No, he was operating in spirit. Well, why was he operating in spirit? Because God is a spirit. And those that worship him must do what? How? How? Okay, so when the spirit is fully activated, the spirit is supreme over soul and supreme over flesh. You see, Peter found out that flesh can drown. Y'all ain't with me. So Jesus, he asked Peter a real quick question. Oh, y'all know the story. I'm sorry. So Jesus is walking on the water, right? Lord, if it's you. You hear what he say? Yeah. Now, why did he ask, Lord, if it's you? Because the other disciples were screaming, it's a ghost! It's a ghost! Peter said, Lord, if it's you, bid me come. Now, watch this here. All Jesus said was, okay. He said, you need to do this first, and you need to do that first, and you need to get this right, and you need to get that right. And you know, he said, what? Okay, now, wait a minute. The flesh of Peter said, Lord, if it's you, bid me come. Because the senses is hearing. Y'all got it? And he heard him say, come. So Peter, unlike the other disciples, come walk over here. He got out the ship and went walking on the water. But while he was walking, something happened. You know why? Because when the winds and the waves started beating up against the flesh, when he started being reminded that body can't walk on water, you see, what did they think Jesus was? They thought he was a spirit. Peter said, Lord, if it's you, bid me come. He starts coming. He starts walking on the water. And he was doing good. Walking on the water until somebody reminded him he can't walk on the water. you know, your brothers and sisters in the church that can't celebrate your testimony. Yeah, yeah. Peter, what you doing walking on the water? You can't walk on the water instead of just joining him. I got to speed up. Prayer will help you. Praise will deliver you. Yo, 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 yo. That's number two sense. Prayer, praise. Y'all got it? Y'all got it? Y'all got it? Now watch this here. Both of those issue in worship. Oh, my goodness. Look at this here. The spirit is on ball. Prayer, praise, worship. Oh my goodness. And then he exercises faith. And now he's walking on the water. He had faith that if Jesus said come, he can do it. He didn't care about the winds and the waves. It wasn't until his brothers and sisters in the church told him, you can't walk on the water. What he should have said, but I already am. You ain't got that kind of faith, but I already am. But I already am. You can't do that, but I already am. You ever had an unction in your spirit that says, go lay hands on them? Like that? Now watch this here. And you know what? Before you do it, a part of you say, you can't do that. It's not the spirit that's saying you can't do that. That's this. Flesh saying you can't do that. So now watch this here. The reason why we don't have mental clarity in the church is because the church is trying to operate in the flesh when it should be rolling in the spirit. Y'all gonna get with me. You gonna get with me. The other thing we're supposed to be doing is meditating. Meditate on his word both day and night. Oh, y'all ain't with me. So if I'm praying, if I'm praising, if I'm worshiping, if I have faith, and if I'm meditating, can't nothing stop me. Y'all ain't got it. Can't nothing stop me. When the word says that we are more than conquerors, it's through who? Through Christ. And what? Guess what Christ showed us? Christ showed us we are more than flesh. He said, the things that I do of him who sent me. You are more than, come on, tell somebody, I'm more than that. I'm more than flesh. I'm more than what I give my most attention to. You're more than that. And the soul is just waiting for you to get in line. The soul, come stand here, watch this here. Watch what the soul does. Look at the spirit. Look at the spirit. The soul looks at the spirit and say, I ain't worried about the flesh. Y'all missed it. The soul, which is resting in the body, says to the spirit, I ain't worried about the flesh. Because the soul knows he's eternal. Y'all ain't got me. Come on. Genesis chapter 2. And God breathed into the nostrils of man the breath of what? What kind of? Life. Ruah. He never took it back. So guess what? And man became a living soul. He can't die. He can't die. He can't die. Therefore, while we're so busy trying to keep the flesh looking young, this will be 30 years old forever. Why you say 30? Because 30 is when Jesus entered into ministry. It's the year of dedication. When you get your body, your mind in track, that it's about God I live, it's about God I die, the soul stops facing the flesh and walks with the spirit. Now watch this here. It says that if you walk in the spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the... Y'all. No, wait a minute. Well, I just keep being tempted. That's because you in the... Every time somebody get my last nerve, I got to give them a piece of my mind. That's why you in trouble now, because you done gave away so much of your mind. If the flesh would talk to the soul and tell the soul, get in line with the spirit. Oh, come on now. Instead of you cussing them out, you start praying. Remember, prayer. You start praising. Watch this here. Peter and John thought it worthy to be beat for the gospel. Like, oh, Lord. Yeah. They didn't cry. Why y'all doing this to me? They considered it an honor because it wasn't about the flesh. It was about the eternal soul being in right relationship. Therefore, this body is only temporal. It's only temporary. But the totality, watch this. When we start praying, praising, worshiping, and having faith and meditating on God, now the totality of who you were created in God is working. That's why when the word says, physician, heal thyself, you can do it because you're operating in spirit. Listen, let me go back to Genesis real quick. Wow. Man had the ability to say to anything, give me. Y'all, did you catch it? He had the ability, Pastor, what's it? To say to anything, give me. And guess what it had to do? Did y'all see what I said? It couldn't debate it. Watch this. It could not debate. Should I do this? Y'all ain't got me. Let's fast forward. Matthew. And when Jesus saw the fig tree being mature, being hungry, he went up to it expecting to find something to eat. And when he didn't find anything to eat, watch the spirit. Curses be thou. Nevermore shall any man eat of you. And it rotted from the root up. Uh-oh. You see how powerful that spirit is? Y'all ain't with me yet. Why is it important to know how powerful the spirit is? Because the devil knows once you get intact with your spirit man, and your spirit man is aligned with God, he can't touch you. Y'all ain't believe me. Wait a minute. Let's go over to Jonah. Jonah spends 3 days in the belly of a fish, underwater. Flesh, man, can't live underwater. That means Jonah was operating in, y'all, I'm glad you got it. Let's try one more time. Jonah, who was flesh, in the belly of a fish for 3 days would have drowned. But because Jonah was wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in spirit, he survived. That means his mission was more valuable than the flesh. The Bible says that Jesus was whipped all night long. Not because he did anything wrong, but because of you, because of me, because of our children. He had to get whipped all night long. I don't know about y'all, but when my dad used to make me put my hands together, and he would put that big old hand around my hands, and he would lift me up, and with his free hand, he would wear me out. Y'all ain't listening. Oh, that's child abuse today, right? It kept me out of trouble. The Bible says you spare the rod, you spoil the child. I'm out of time. I'm being disobedient. I took up 20 minutes. Watch. Okay. You got 5, sir? Watch this here. I'm going to free somebody. Okay, so So I've been blessed to not just be a pastor, but to work in the psychological realm. Mental health. Watch this here. Watch this here. And the reason why I went into mental health, brother, guess why? Because I said, God, there's more to this in helping your people than just the word. No, you know why? Oh, the word can deal with everything. No, 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 no. Listen to what the word says. And not many miracles did he do in that city because of their unbelief. Now I'm only giving you the word. I'm only giving you the word. So now if Jesus did not do much miracles because of unbelief, how you in the ham and cheese think you that you can do whatever you want living in flesh? The reason why there are mental health clinicians is just as important as having a cardiologist. They deal with your heart. Mental health deals with your mind. Come on, tell somebody it's a mental thing. Especially if you're in the flesh. Now, I got another title. It's called substance use therapist. I say, Lord, I know there's more to this than just the mental health. And he said, deal with substances. Ooh, wow. And in the church, people are dealing with, I'm so glad you said it. Now watch this, watch this. Oh, but it's for my glaucoma. Mm-hmm. Okay. THC don't help glaucoma. Oh, I'm sorry. So I'm going to give you a hint. Trauma is the gateway to addiction. Yes, it is. Yes. That's good, sir. So now, if you really want to find out what's wrong with your today you got to just go back to your child you. Come. And come. Get to the child you. We parents cause more problems in our children's future because we dealing with things wrong. So I got to make this quick. I got a plane to catch. So the soul don't need alcohol. But once the flesh touches alcohol and those dopamines are released by the brain, the body says, I want some more of that. It only takes about 5 to 10 seconds for THC to go from the inhale to the brain. 10 to 15 seconds. Dopamine release, and you say, I need more of that. I need more of that. Kids are walking around with this here to-do thing called vaping. You're killing yourself, and not softly. You're killing yourself, developing popcorn lungs. Here you are young and can't even run a half a block. Out of breath. I wonder what's wrong with me. One vape is equivalent to about 20 cigarettes. One. But I use the vape so that I don't have to smoke the cigarette. The spirit can get rid of the cigarettes. Y'all ain't hearing me. You ain't hearing me. The spirit can get rid of every addiction you have, including sugar. Parents, you keep throwing that cell phone and that tablet in the hands of your little child, that blue screen is like dopamine to them, just like an adult on crack. And that's why they scream and cry when you take it away from them. Watch this. It didn't have to be a blue screen. It could have been a red screen. They use a blue screen on purpose to get you addicted. But the spirit can deal with that addiction. Y'all, I'm about 30 pounds lighter since October last year. And the only thing I did is cut the junk out. Oh, y'all. Preacher, you stepping on my favorite stuff. Yes, I am. Your bread got sugar. And the dangerous thing is it's refined sugar. I'm sorry. You can bake bread? Listen. You better stop eating that Wonder Bread. Brother say, wondering what's wrong with you. Watch this here. You be wondering where it came from. That's what you should be wondering. Watch this here. You go into the grocery store and you go down the flour aisle and every flour in arm's reach, bleached, refined. Now watch this here. And it says it may cause, diabetes. And you still, this is my favorite brand. I'm over. Watch this here. The spirit can deal with that. The flesh can't. The flesh has to surrender to every addiction. Why? Because you're not addicted to the substance. You're addicted to the feeling. Wait. So it ain't my alcohol. No. It's the feeling. It ain't the THC. It's the feeling. It ain't the sex. It's the feeling. Even though you need to have it 4 to 5 times a week to keep your heart. I'm sorry. That's for married people. That's for married people. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. But I'm talking about those that are addicted to pornography in the church. Those that are addicted. Watch this here. Addicted to imaginary relationships. Mess up your real relationship. Come on, sir. And where is it at? It's in the church. I'm sorry. Your children will go to another child and ask them a sensitive question instead of asking you. Why? Because you showed them that you can't handle the truth. The church didn't hear that. I said the church didn't hear that. You showed your child that you can't handle the truth. What's the truth? I'm trying marijuana. And instead of you saying, "Well, hold on, baby, let's talk about this." First of all, who gave it to you? I got to know who I need to talk to. Why you want to talk to them? Because they killing my child. I'm going to say this real quick. So THC today is 90% stronger than THC when I was a child. Right? And the reason why is because of all the things that they put in it today to grow it faster and to make it in so many different levels. Now watch this here. It is absolutely true that CBD can help you. But you can't get addicted to CBD. But it's a plant. Mm-hmm. But it's the fastest brain aging substance on the earth. Did you hear what I said? Fastest brain aging substance on the earth. And it's 90% stronger today than it was when I was a child. And now you're waxing with it, which is already stronger. And you're wondering why your short-term memory's gone. Did you hear what I just said? Yeah, I heard you, but what did I say? I don't remember. How could you not remember I just said it? Because you've been puffing it away. I'm sorry. Second fastest brain aging substance, alcohol. Alcohol. And if you're doing both, you're not aging your brain twice as fast. You're aging your brain 5 times as fast. There are 29-year-olds that are already having early signs of dementia. 29. But it's just a plant. Jim Beam's been in the family all our lives, every generation. I tried to be the first generation that alcohol was not in me. And yet my son still became an alcoholic. Why? He has freedom of choice. So I didn't take it that I did something wrong. I said he was stupid. Oh, you don't know what the definition of stupid is. College definition of stupid is intellectually delayed. Look at that. didn't say you don't have the capability. You just ain't arrived yet. But now that he knows how much damage he's done, I shouldn't have never messed with that, Dad. I should have been like you. Oh, yeah? You really think that? I'm done. Listen, if you're struggling with anything, stand up. I ain't going to try to call it out. Stop messing with me. I said, if you're struggling with anything, stand up. I didn't say it the right way. Stand right there. Body, stand right there. If you're struggling with the flesh, stand up. If you need the soul to start getting more connected with your spirit, stand up. I don't know about y'all, but even being the preacher, I'm standing up on that one.